Good. Investigate Hunter Biden. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a wide majority of people say in a new Fox News poll.
When it comes to investigations, 72% said it's important for the Justice Department to look into President Biden's son Hunter and his overseas business dealings. 69% think it's important for Congress to investigate January 6th.
Most voters surveyed also do not want a 2024 rematch between the current and former presidents.
But when narrowed down by party, 63% of Democrats want Biden to run. 66% of Republicans are glad Trump is running again.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There's a new potential wave of migrants crossing the border next week when the Trump era Title 42 policy ends by court order. It has blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally for COVID reasons. Another Trump era policy President Biden's trying to end would keep migrants seeking asylum in Mexico while awaiting hearings. A federal judge has just ordered that policy to remain in effect.
As legal challenges from Texas and Missouri continue to play out, DHS has said the policy imposes unjustifiable human costs. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Kim Paxton celebrated the ruling, tweeting, "Biden's open border agenda won't survive my legal attacks."
Fox's Sean Langel. The government will stay open for at least another week. The Senate joins the House approving a bill providing short-term funding.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they're optimistic about the negotiations on now for the $1.7 trillion long-term spending package that would finance many government agencies for the current fiscal year.
Fox's Jill Nato. The Senate also okayed the House-approved defense funding bill that would get rid of the military's COVID vaccine mandate. New Twitter CEO Elon Musk has angered his critics on the left again, suspending accounts of some journalists he claims put his safety in jeopardy, reporting on a banned user who tracks Musk's private jet. The Washington Post defends its suspended reporter, saying it goes against Musk's claim that he's building Twitter as a free speech platform. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's been another Russian barrage targeting Ukraine's infrastructure, firing at least 60 missiles, but Ukrainian officials say they shot down most of them. The ones that got through hit four cities, damaging nine power facilities, electricity and water services knocked out in Kharkiv and the capital Kyiv. Fox's Nate Foy is there.
Fox News met with the commander of the Georgian Legion. He tells us his unit is making significant progress in the east. I asked him what stage of the war we're now in. He said,
It's one of the heaviest stages because there is the potential threat that Russia might use tactical nuclear weapon. There is also the threat that they might start one more offensive on Kiev.
Yeah, there's concern Russian forces could assault the capital city next month. A disaster in Malaysia, a landslide at a campground killing 18 people. Rescuers dug through the mud and debris and found dozens unharmed. Five white law enforcement officers in Louisiana facing negligent homicide and other charges in the 2019 death of a black man during arrest. They initially said Ronald Green died in a car crash after a high-speed chase. Body cam footage later revealed Green was beaten and dragged as he pleaded for mercy. In Texas, a now ex-cop could face up to 20 years in prison for the death of a black woman.
The jury deciding punishment for the former Fort Worth officer opted not to convict for murder, but for a lesser charge.
Verdict reads, we, the jury, find the defendant Aaron York Dean guilty of the offense of manslaughter.
Dean, in 2019, responded with another officer to a call of the door to a Tatiana Jefferson's home being open. Dean fired a shot through a back window, killing Jefferson after he said he saw her holding a gun. During testimony, he admitted to errors in procedure. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, plunging stock futures suggest another sell-off's looming. On Thursday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers clinched a division title, beating Seattle 21-13. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.